All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into the future of SEO.
The future is now.
Oh, yeah, it is. And AI is changing the game faster than ever. We're talking big changes, folks, the kind that make you rethink everything you thought you knew about search.
That's right. We're not talking about little tweaks here and there. This is a fundamental shift in how search engines work and what users expect.
Exactly. And to guide us through this uncharted territory, we're taking a deep dive into a fascinating Search Engine Journal article that outlines five massive SEO shifts headed our way by 2025.
Five big shifts. Think about that for a second. The SEO landscape is already complex and dynamic, but AI is about to crank things up to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. And whether you're a seasoned SEO pro or just starting to explore this world, we're going to break down these changes in a way that's both informative and engaging.
Absolutely.
Right.
The goal here is to empower you to stay ahead of the curve, to understand not just what's coming, but how to leverage these changes to your advantage.
Exactly. So let's jump right into it. Shift number one, AI-driven search results. Now, this one's a game changer. The article says Google's AI is evolving from simply scanning for keywords to actually reading and understanding our content. Can you imagine trying to explain that to someone 5 years ago?
Right. It would have sounded like science fiction back then. But it's our reality now. This shift towards what we call semantic search means Google is getting seriously good at deciphering the intent behind our searches.
So instead of just looking for pages that contain specific keywords, Google is now trying to understand the meaning behind those keywords and the context of the entire search.
Exactly. Think of it this way. In the past, if you searched for best coffee shops near me, Google would have just looked for pages with those exact words. But now with semantic search, it considers so much more. Your location, your past search history, even the time of day.
So it's like Google is becoming a mind reader trying to figure out what we really want, even if we don't articulate it perfectly in our search query.
That's a great way to put it. Maybe you're looking for a quiet spot to work or a lively place for a coffee date. Google's AI is getting smarter at understanding those nuances and delivering results that are truly relevant to your individual needs.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture, but this whole understanding intent thing still feels a bit abstract. Can you give us a real-world example of how this might play out?
Sure. Let's say you're searching for running shoes. In the past, a search for running shoes might have shown you a generic list of brands or retailers. But with AI and semantic search, Google can now consider so many other factors to personalize those results. For instance, are you training for a marathon? Do you usually buy eco-friendly products? Are you looking for shoes in a specific price range? All of these things come into play.
Wow. So it's not just about matching keywords anymore. It's about understanding the whole context of the search and the user's individual preferences and intent.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for businesses and content creators to shift their thinking. We need to move beyond simply optimizing for individual keywords and start creating content that anticipates and answers a variety of user intents.
So instead of writing a generic article about best running shoes, you might write one specifically for marathon runners or one that focuses on sustainable shoe brands.
Right. And those articles would naturally incorporate relevant keywords, but the primary focus would be on providing genuine value and answering those specific user questions. It's about becoming a trusted resource for your target audience, not just trying to game the system.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. So AI is raising the bar for content creators. We need to be more strategic, more insightful, and more focused on delivering real value to our audience.
Absolutely. It's a challenge, but it's also an incredible opportunity to stand out from the crowd and connect with your audience in a much deeper, more meaningful way.
Now, speaking of tools, the article mentions SEMrush and BraidEdge. What's the deal with these AI-powered platforms? Are they the secret weapon we've all been waiting for?
Well, think of them like incredibly insightful assistants. They can analyze search trends, reveal what your competitors are doing, and even suggest relevant topics and keywords based on the AI's understanding of user intent.
So they can definitely give us a leg up, but they're not magic bullets.
Exactly. They're tools.
Yeah.
And like any tool, they require a skilled hand to wield them effectively. You still need a solid strategy, a deep understanding of your audience, and of course, the ability to create truly engaging content.
Okay, so AI is changing the game, but it's not replacing the need for human expertise, which is actually a bit reassuring.
Definitely. Now let's talk about another massive shift, voice search optimization.
Yes, voice search, the way of the future. I mean, think about how much we're all talking to our devices these days. Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant. It's like they're becoming part of the family.
It's true. And it's only going to become more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Voice search is all about adapting to how people speak naturally. It's a completely different ballgame than typing a query into a search bar.
Right. I can't imagine anyone saying, "Hey Siri, best pizza," when they're craving a slice. They're more likely to say, "Hey Siri, find me the best pizza place open late near me."
Exactly. And that's where long-tail keywords become crucial for voice search. These longer, more natural phrases reflect how people actually speak. So instead of focusing on individual keywords, you need to think about the full questions and phrases your audience might use when searching by voice.
And I'm guessing FAQ sections are becoming increasingly important, right? If people are asking specific questions via voice search, having clear answers readily available on your site seems like a must-have.
Your spot-on FAQ pages are no longer just an afterthought. They're becoming a primary way for websites to have a direct conversation with voice assistants. The AI is looking for clear, concise answers to user questions. And a well-structured FAQ page can provide those answers in a way that's easily understood by both humans and machines.
So we need to think about how people actually speak and structure our content in a way that answers those questions directly and concisely.
Absolutely. And don't forget about location-based keywords. People often use voice search while they're on the go. So make sure your content is optimized for local SEO.
Okay, so we've talked about AI-driven search results and voice search optimization. Two pretty major shifts already, and we've only just begun. Let's move on to user experience, a topic that seems to be getting more attention than ever in the SEO world.
It's true, and for good reason. User experience is becoming a critical ranking factor. Google is getting better at measuring how users interact with websites, and they're using those signals to determine which sites deserve to rank higher.
It makes sense. If your website is slow, difficult to navigate, or not mobile-friendly, it's basically telling Google that you don't care about your visitors, and Google doesn't like that.
Right. It's like inviting someone into your home and then ignoring them or making them feel uncomfortable. You want to create a welcoming and enjoyable experience for your visitors, both for their sake and for Google's sake.
Okay, so user experience is more than just aesthetics. It's about creating a positive and seamless experience for your visitors. But how do we actually optimize for user experience? What are some practical steps we can take?
The article mentioned a few key things. First and foremost, ensure your website loads quickly. People have short attention spans these days, and they're not going to wait around for a slow website to load.
No, they're not. I know I'm guilty of that myself. If a page doesn't load within a few seconds, I'm hitting that back button.
We all are. And Google knows that. So page speed is a major ranking factor. Second, make sure your website is mobile-friendly.
Mobile-friendly. That seems obvious, but what does that actually mean?
It means your website should look good and be easy to use on any device. Whether someone is browsing on their smartphone, their tablet, or their desktop computer, they should have a seamless and enjoyable experience.
So no more pinching and zooming to try and read tiny text or clicking on microscopic buttons.
Exactly. That's where responsive design comes in. Responsive design is a way of building websites that automatically adjust to different screen sizes and orientations, ensuring that your website always looks good and is easy to navigate, regardless of the device someone is using.
So responsive design is no longer a nice to have, it's a must have for any website that wants to rank well and provide a positive user experience.
Absolutely. And Google has explicitly stated that they prioritize mobile-friendly websites in their search results. So responsive design can directly impact your rankings.
Okay, so we need to ensure our websites are fast, mobile-friendly, and easy to navigate. Any other tips for optimizing user experience?
Yes, a few more. Make sure your website is easy to navigate. People should be able to find what they're looking for quickly and easily. Use clear and concise calls to action that tell visitors what you want them to do. And don't forget about accessibility. Make sure your website is usable by people with disabilities.
All great points. So it seems like user experience is all about putting ourselves in the shoes of our visitors and creating a website that is both functional and enjoyable to use.
Precisely. And in the age of AI-driven search and ever-increasing user expectations, optimizing user experience is no longer optional. It's essential for success.
Okay, so we've covered AI-driven search results, voice search optimization, and user experience. Three major shifts that are already shaping the future of SEO, but we're not done yet. In our next segment, we'll dive into two more equally important shifts: quality content creation and data privacy and compliance.
Stay tuned, folks. It's about to get even more interesting.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating how all of this keeps coming back to that concept of understanding user intent. It's like Google is trying to read our minds now, figuring out what we really want, even if we don't articulate it perfectly when we're searching.
Yeah, almost like they're saying, don't just tell us what you're looking for, tell us what you're thinking. What's the thought behind the search? Which, when you think about it, is a pretty mind-blowing idea.
Mm-hmm.
But in a good way, it has so much potential to make our search experience so much more personalized and efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine a world where you almost never see those irrelevant search results. Well, you don't have to wade through pages and pages of links to try and find what you're looking for.
It would definitely save a ton of time and frustration. I mean, we've all been there, right? Spending way too long trying to find the right information. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack sometime.
Exactly. That's the power of AI-driven search when it's done right. It can eliminate all that noise and deliver exactly what we're looking for. But it does require a shift in thinking, both from the user's perspective and the content creator's perspective.
Okay, so how can we as content creators make sure we're aligning with this shift towards understanding user intent? It still feels a little bit abstract.
Well, it starts with putting yourself in the shoes of your audience. Think about the questions they're asking, the problems they're trying to solve, the desires they're hoping to fulfill. Then create content that anticipates and addresses those needs.
So instead of just focusing on ranking for specific keywords, we need to think about the underlying motivation behind those keywords, the why behind the search.
Right. It's about becoming a trusted resource for your audience,
yeah,
providing them with valuable information that helps them achieve their goals, not just trying to game the system to get more clicks.
Okay. I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a challenge, especially when you consider the sheer volume of content that's being created these days. How can we possibly stand out in all that noise?
That's where creativity strategy and a deep understanding of your audience come into play.
Yeah.
You need to find ways to differentiate yourself, to offer something unique and compelling that truly resonates with your target audience.
It's like finding your voice in a crowded room.
Exactly. And once you find that voice, you need to amplify it. Use all the tools and channels at your disposal to get your message out there. But always remember, it's not just about quantity, it's about quality. Creating high-quality content that truly adds value to your audience's lives, that's what will ultimately set you apart.
That makes a lot of sense. So AI is raising the bar for content creators. We need to be more strategic, more insightful, more focused on delivering real value to our audience. But isn't that a good thing? Shouldn't we be striving to create the best possible content anyway?
Absolutely. It's a win-win for everyone.
Mm.
Users get better, more relevant search results, and content creators have the opportunity to connect with their audience on a deeper, more meaningful level.
Now, speaking of connecting with your audience, let's move on to our next bid, SEO shift, voice search optimization.
This is a really interesting one because it really forces us to think about how people actually speak. When we type, we tend to be more concise, more keyword focused. But when we talk, we use longer, more natural sounding phrases.
It's true. I mean, think about how you would ask a question to a friend versus how you would type it into a search bar. It's totally different.
And that's what makes voice search optimization so unique. We need to shift our thinking away from those short keyword focused phrases and start focusing on those longer, more conversational queries that people are using when they're talking to their devices.
So things like, hey Siri, find me a good Italian restaurant near me that's open late and has outdoor seating.
Exactly. Those long tail keywords are gold for voice search. They're the key to capturing those conversational queries and driving more traffic to your site.
And I'm guessing location-based keywords are also incredibly important for voice search, especially since people are often using their devices while they're on the go.
You're absolutely right. If someone is searching for a coffee shop near me on their smartphone, it's pretty clear they're looking for a nearby option, not something that's miles away. So optimizing for local SEO is crucial for capturing those voice searches.
Okay, so we've talked about AI-driven search results and voice search optimization, two pretty major shifts that are already transforming the SEO landscape. But we're not done yet. We still have user experience, quality content creation, and data privacy and compliance to cover. So buckle up, folks, it's about to get even more interesting. Okay, so we're back, and you know what we're gonna tackle, right? That final SEO shift that we've been kind of dancing around this whole time.
Data privacy and compliance.
That's the one. And I know it's not the most glamorous topic, but in the age of GDPR, CCPA, and all those other acronyms that make our heads spin, it's something we can't ignore.
Absolutely. Data privacy is becoming increasingly important, and it's something that every business needs to take seriously, not just from a legal standpoint, but from an ethical one as well.
So let's break it down. For those of us who aren't legal experts, can you explain what data privacy actually means in today's digital world?
Well, it all comes down to respect. Respecting your audience's right to control their own personal information, It's about being transparent with how you collect, use, and store their data and giving them choices about how that data is handled.
So it's like a two-way street. We're providing valuable content and services, and in return, our audience is sharing their information with us. But they're doing so with the expectation that we'll handle that information responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. And that's where regulations like GDPR and CCPA come in. They establish clear guidelines for businesses to follow when it comes to data privacy. Things like obtaining explicit consent from users before collecting their data, having a clear and easy to understand privacy policy, and giving users the ability to access, modify, or delete their data.
Okay, so those regulations are basically putting some guardrails in place to ensure that businesses are handling user data responsibly. But I imagine it can be tricky for businesses to stay on top of all these regulations, especially as they're constantly evolving. What are some practical steps businesses can take to make sure they're staying compliant and respecting user privacy?
The article highlighted a few key things. First, make sure you have a clear and comprehensive privacy policy that outlines exactly how you collect, use, and protect user data. This policy shouldn't be buried in the fine print. It should be easily accessible on your website and written in plain language that anyone can understand.
So no more legalese or hiding behind technical jargon?
Exactly. Transparency is key. Second, implement a robust consent management system. This might involve using cookie banners or opt-in forms to get explicit consent from users before collecting any data. And remember, consent needs to be freely given, specific, informed, and unambiguous.
So no more pre-checked boxes or sneaky tactics to try and trick people into giving their consent.
Right. And finally, conduct regular data privacy audits. Think of it like a checkup for your data handling processes. These audits help you identify any potential issues or areas where you might need to adjust your practices to stay compliant with the latest regulations.
It's like going to the dentist. You might not enjoy it, but it's better to catch any potential problems early on than to deal with a major issue down the road.
Exactly. And remember, data privacy isn't just about avoiding legal trouble. It's about doing the right thing. It's about respecting your audience and demonstrating that you value their privacy. In today's data-driven world, that's more important than ever.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the future of SEO. We've explored five major shifts: AI-driven search results, voice search optimization, user experience, quality content creation, and data privacy and compliance. It's a lot to take in, but I think the main takeaway is this. SEO is a constantly evolving landscape, and those who are willing to adapt and learn will be the ones who thrive.
Absolutely. The SEO landscape is always changing, and it's only going to get more complex and dynamic as AI continues to evolve, but that's also what makes it so exciting. There's always something new to learn, always new challenges to overcome, and always new opportunities to explore.
So to our listeners, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by all these changes, don't worry, you're not alone. The key is to stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment. We encourage you to check out the Search Engine Journal article and all the additional resources we've linked in the show notes. There's a wealth of information out there to help you navigate this exciting new frontier of SEO.
And remember, the future of SEO is in our hands. Let's shape it together in a way that benefits both businesses and users.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the future of SEO. Until next time, keep those websites optimized and those minds curious.
See you in the future of search.